みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, Jessie です。Jessie here.
こんにちは、もとこです。
Welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 2, Lesson 18. Being a vegetarian is a bit difficult in Japan. Thanks again for joining us for this series. Motoko, what did we learn in the last lesson, Lesson 17?
Hi. In the last lesson, we learned how to make sentences with objects and verbs. For example, 肉を食べます,
which is, I eat meat. And in this lesson, you'll learn how to make the negative version of these sentences. For example, I don't eat meat.
Jesse, what's happening in the conversation?
In the conversation, Taylor, Chiemi, Masato, Kaori, and Sarah are all having dinner at Masato and Kaori's house.
Okay, let's listen to the conversation.
いただきます。
あれ、ちえみさん、肉嫌いですか？
すみません、肉はちょっと。
ちえみは肉を食べません。
ベジタリアン？
はい、ちえみはベジタリアンです。
ああ、なるほど。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
いただきます。
あれ、ちえみさん、肉、嫌いですか？
すみません。肉、は、ちょっと。
ちえみ、は、肉、を、食べません。
ベジタリアン？
はい。ちえみ、は、ベジタリアン、です。
ああ、なるほど。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
いただきます。
Let's eat.
あれ、ちえみさん、肉嫌いですか？
Huh? ちえみ、do you dislike meat?
すみません。肉はちょっと。
Sorry, meat is a little...
ちえみは肉を食べません。
ちえみ doesn't eat meat.
ベジタリアン？
Is she vegetarian?
はい。チエミはベジタリアンです。
Yes, Chemi's a vegetarian.
ああ、なるほど。
ああ、I see. In the dialogue, they're eating dinner at Masato and Kaori's house, and we find out that Chiemi is vegetarian.
Yes, that's right.
The word for vegetarian in Japanese comes from English, and it is?
Vegetarian.
So, Motoko,Are vegetarians common in Japan?
Actually, they are not. But many people know the word vegetarian.
That's true. I think many people may be familiar with the word, but I feel like it's something that hasn't really caught on. For example, in the West, you can often find vegetarian restaurants or vegetarian dishes available, but in Japan, you may have to look harder.
Yes, they exist, but you have to search for them.
How about the concept of veganism?
Actually,This is not well known at all. We have the word vegan, but don't be surprised if people don't know about it.
Yes, the concept of being vegan might take a little more explanation.
If you say vegetarian, though, people will probably understand.
Good point. You'll probably have more luck with the term vegetarian than vegan. We recommend that if you're vegetarian or vegan and plan to come to Japan,Do some research on vegetarian or vegan restaurants in the area you're visiting. It would also help to know words like 肉, meat, and 魚, fish, so you can talk about what you can and can't eat.
Yes, later in this lesson, you will learn how to say you don't eat something.
That's right, so be sure to stay tuned for that. In the meantime, let's look at some other phrases.
Sure.
Next is...
A はちょっと
A はちょっと You put something in place of A and then add wa chotto Literally, this means A is a little dot dot dot.
Right, because chotto means a little.
So you might be thinking, well, a little what? But really, this is just a polite way to say that you don't like something or that it won't work out or that you have some reservations about it.
Yes, but you are not saying why directly.
So in this case, 肉はちょっと means that Shiemi doesn't like or eat meat for whatever reason. If you don't want to be direct, this is a polite way to put it.
Yes, this is very common. A wa chotto.
So, for example, I could ask Motoko if she likes, for example, coffee, which is コーヒー. Motoko-san, コーヒー ga suki desu ka?
コーヒー wa chotto. Coffee is a little.
So, with this answer, I can see that Motoko doesn't like or can't drink coffee.
This is a useful phrase to keep in mind.
I agree. So please remember this phrase, A wa chotto.
Okay, now let's move on to the lesson focus.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to make the negative version of the pattern we learned last time.
Last time, our pattern was A wa object wo verb. For example, 靴を脱ぎます.
I take off my shoes. So how do we make this negative?
Well, first, do you remember lesson 12?
Ah, we learned that the negative form of あります, to exist, was ありません.
That's right. The ます turns into ません.
Listeners, do you all remember that?
For verbs, we do the same thing.
So the final ます changes to ません, and it becomes negative?
そうです. That's right.
That's simple enough, isn't it? So, in the sentence we just gave,
靴を脱ぎます.
To make this verb negative, it would be
靴を脱ぎません.
I don't take off my shoes. So, 脱ぎます, to take off, becomes 脱ぎません.
Let's try some others. First, let's look at just the verbs.
In the last lesson, we saw the verb 見ます, to watch. To get the negative, change ます to ません. And you get
見ません.
見ません. Don't watch or won't watch. How about another one?
The verb to go is 行きます.
行きます. So change the final ます to ません. And you get
行きません.
行きません. Don't go or won't go. Okay, let's have the listeners do one now.
Sure. How about the verb to eat? 食べます.
Listeners, in the negative, this would be? The answer is, Motoko?
It would be, 食べません.
Don't eat or won't eat. In season 1, if you remember, we learned how to say, I eat meat, which is,
肉を食べます.
This time, let's make that sentence negative and say, I don't eat meat.
肉を食べません.
I don't eat meat. Let's break it down.
肉を
肉 plus を
食べません.
The negative form of 食べます. Don't eat. This is the negative form of 食べます. Again, that's I don't eat meat. Listeners, please repeat.
肉を食べません.
All right, sounding good. Let's try making a sentence now.
Okay.
Last time we had the phrase テレビを見ます. I watch TV. Let's try and say I don't watch TV.
Sounds good.
Listeners, how would you say, I don't watch TV? Remember, the original phrase, I watch TV, is
テレビを見ます.
Okay, and so our answer is?
テレビを見ません.
Notice how the verb 見ます changes to 見ません. Not that bad, right?
Listeners, we have some homework for you.
Yes. Please make a negative sentence and tell us something that you do not do. It can be anything.
And leave us a comment with your sentence.
We'd like to see what you come up with.
Okay, I think that's all for this lesson.
Yep, that's going to do it for now. Thanks as always for listening.
See you next time.
Bye everyone.
じゃあまた。
いただきます。
あれ、ジェミさん、
肉嫌いですか？
すみません。肉はちょっと。
ちえみは肉を食べません。
ベジタリアン？
はい。ちえみはベジタリアンです。
ああ、なるほど。